What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
That? I love it. Try that.
I love it.
Oh, that's better. You are on a 98.5. We hear that little music, that little intro music. It is time for Welcome to the Studio, Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table. Good morning,
Sue. Good morning, Mike. And I love that music.
Unbelievable music.
Makes me feel special.
Can you just keep talking? Because I'm eating.
Now,
is that right?
We haven't even started the show.
Oh,
and you're eating?
Seriously.
Yes. So shall we say what we've got here today?
This is gone. Yeah, tell us. I'll just keep
salted
eating.
Salted caramel dairy-free cheesecake.
This is, honestly, out of all of the things you've made,
yeah,
I think this has gone to the top of the table.
Wow,
no,
that's
seriously,
a huge compliment.
It is. It is absolutely.
Wow,
unbelievable.
Well, this is a brand new recipe, and I haven't even sent it out to the people signed up for my newsletters. I haven't advertised it on social media.
Goodness,
I'm just releasing it to 98.5 family. Just to the family. We're going to share it on your website.
This is seriously. Do you know what? I would eat this for breakfast.
Well, that's because I told you my husband did. You wanted to know how my husband is quite, a critic.
Yeah.
And he loves his dairy. And when I actually saw him eating some of one of my first tests, he was eating it for breakfast, a huge big piece.
Of course he was.
Well, that was a compliment.
I love it.
It's cheesecake for breakfast.
I cannot believe that's dairy-free.
Yes. Well, that's my goal, Mike, isn't it? So people don't feel like they're missing out on things.
Incredible. What's the secret with the dairy-free? You did say that you took a little while to get that right. So you wouldn't, if you didn't say anything, if you put that I wouldn't have not known that was dairy-free.
I found that a lot of the cheesecakes that were dairy-free were mainly of cashews and coconut oil. And the coconut oil, you know, they'd have some fruit in them or some other flavour. But I just didn't feel like, I just didn't like that flavour. And it didn't taste like a real cheesecake. It looked like a cheesecake, but it didn't actually taste like it. And if you're going to call it a cheesecake, it needs to really taste like, if you're going to miss out on something, you want to have something that's the same or even better. And so I've actually got some cacao butter. So that's the butter that comes from chocolate. So that will help give it a little bit of a white chocolate flavour in one sense. Not but I've got the lemon juice in it.
The lemon's good.
You like the lemon? I wasn't sure if I put a little bit too much lemon in there.
No, I reckon you've actually, seriously, this is really, really, I'm going to keep.
You know, we're supposed to be talking this morning, like,
how about
not just eating.
We'll play a song, come back. We'll talk some more about this amazing dairy-free cheesecake. Back after this. I think just like this cheesecake is absolutely unbelievable. Good morning. You are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table, is in the studio. You have brought in a massive, massive cheesecake and you've cut me a slice and it was delightful.
Good.
Unbelievable. What are you calling it?
Salted caramel cheesecake, dairy-free cheesecake.
Dairy-free.
Yes.
Are you finding a lot of people are moving to dairy-free for
not only
choice but also just health benefits?
Yeah, health benefits, yeah. And it's both. You know, some people have different reasons why they don't want to have an animal product.
Sure.
But it also, sometimes it makes me laugh when we think we're the only sort of species that drinks another animal's milk. No other animal would drink another animal's milk, do they?
No.
No.
Interesting, Sue.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get past that. That was just a little thing that sometimes I think about that. But, you know, why would people go dairy-free? You know, that's the question. But there's medical reasons why people need to remove dairy from their diet, especially people with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. The first thing that they'd be told is cut dairy out straight away.
Right. Okay.
And people with digestive issues, because it causes diarrhea, constipation, bloating, abdomen pain. I mean, people know with IBS, if they have some dairy, they've got to be close to a bathroom quickly.
Yeah, good morning if you just
Sorry.
Sorry, keep going.
You know me, I get into everything. Yes. So Angles, they need to cut down the lactose because that causes gas and bloating. Is mm-hmm. me again with mm-hmm. toilet talk. Mm-hmm. Lactose is the sugar in milk.
Okay.
Yes. So, and it also promotes growth of unhealthy gut bacteria. And some chronic diseases and conditions, including leaky gut, are affected by dairy. Like, there's so many things. People with dermatitis, you know, and acne, the first thing they'll usually be asked is to cut out their dairy and see if it improves.
Completely? Everything?
Yes.
Pretty well?
Everything. So when we talk about dairy, we're talking about milk, cream, ice cream, yogurt, cheese, sour cream, butter. Yeah, I can see your face.
Yes. I'm just going through all the things I'm loving, so it's like, okay.
I know.
Yeah, there's a lot, isn't there?
But that's my job. That's what I love to do, is then to find something that you don't feel like that you're missing out, that you've actually got something to substitute that, something to swap it with, and that it tastes just as good or just about, hopefully.
Was this part of your journey with food?
With fatty liver, yes.
With fatty liver as well?
Yes, with fatty liver disease.
Okay.
I needed to cut all dairy out because of the sugar in the product, especially if you're going to go and buy yogurt, if you have a look and see the quantity of sugar that goes into it. Mm. Yep. So, and of course, ice cream. But all dairy products I had to cut out. So that was fatty liver disease. And also people with, you know, have gained weight, they're told to remove dairy from their diet. With my thyroid disease, autoimmune disease, first thing, cut out dairy. It causes inflammation. It causes, it's a mucus-forming protein in dairy. And we know people with sinusitis, people with sinus problems, people with candida, where they have an overgrowth of yeast in their body, they need to cut out dairy. I mean, there's so many things that our body is affected from what's in dairy. Yeah, and if people are concerned, you know, that they might miss out on the nutritional benefits of dairy, like, say, calcium, that's usually what people would say.
Yeah.
But dark green leafy vegetables have like kale, or, you know, if you don't like kale, but I mean, there's other spinach.
Yeah. I was just thinking.
I just saw your face.
I was just thinking, hang on a minute, so I'm going to swap my ice cream for kale.
No. But I'm just saying, and sea vegetables, you know. But sardines and salmon, they're bone bones. And almonds. Almonds are really high in calcium.
Love it.
And seeds like poppy seeds, sesame seeds, chia seeds. So you're not only getting calcium from them, you're getting high protein from those too. And something that kept coming up the last few weeks when I was reading information was figs. Figs have calcium.
Is that right?
Yes. And I read this a couple of weeks ago, and I'm reading this article, and I'm like, figs? And then last night I was doing a bit more research on things with calcium, and figs popped up again.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and they're high fiber. There's so much in figs.
All right, get me some figs and a black coffee.
But I'm not talking about dried figs where they've got sulfur dioxide in them or anything. I'm thinking picking fresh off the tree.
We'll take a break, come back and talk some more. You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Joining me in the studio this morning is Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table. Back soon. .985 Weekdays with Mike. Joining me in the studio this morning is Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table. And Sue has brought in a massive plate. That is a huge cheesecake, dairy-free. It is salted caramel cheesecake, dairy-free.
Yes.
Unbelievable. You know what I was thinking, Sue, as that song was playing? This would be a great alternative for a birthday cake.
Yes, well, actually, my first test, I used it as a birthday cake for one of my daughter-in-laws, because I don't waste the testing. I use it for a reason.
Because often we go to get a cake to have birthday but often they're just a bit too sweet.
Oh, yeah.
This would be a great one for the family, I reckon.
Yes.
Really good.
And you can make it ahead of time and just keep it in the freezer. I made it on Saturday and put it in the freezer to bring here today.
So how long would that last in – so if you made that, would that just keep in the fridge for how long, do you reckon? Like, what would be the time?
6 months.
Really? In the freezer?
In the freezer. In the freezer.
In the fridge? Once you take it out?
Okay. So in the fridge, It would, if it lasts.
I was going to say, you know what? That is the most ridiculous question I've just asked you because it wouldn't even last a day. Let's get back.
So let's say, you know, 5 days with it thawed out.
Safe as houses.
In the fridge. Yeah. And this can actually, because we've put the cacao butter in it, it'll actually stay firm. So in the fridge, it'll be nice and creamy in the middle, but it won't fall apart like a lot of other ones that... ingredients that are made.
It'd be gone in a day, so forget that.
Okay.
What's in it?
All right, so I made the base first. So we've got three, it's three layered. So we've got three different things that we do. So the base, and this is just with my food processor, I put in five dates and some almond meal, some pecans, and cinnamon, which we love.
Cinnamon, good
and,
for you.
And a little bit of salt and just a couple of tablespoons of coconut oil. And I've just...
That's it.
Really simple, simple. And just blended those so that we still got a little bit of specks in it. See, we didn't want it ground too, too fine.
Yeah.
But just enough that when you touch it with your fingers and it squeezes together, you know it's going to stick together.
Yeah, okay.
Just that. And then you've lined your round springform cake tin. And then you're just going to pour that in and press it down nice and firm.
There's
and then
base.
Pop it in the freezer. Just pop it straight in. Don't even have to cover it. And let it freeze. And while that's freezing, you're making your filling.
Contents in the filling? What have you got in there?
Okay. So we've got 1.5 cups of raw cashews. And I soak them for 1 to 2 hours. So they can be nice and soft and can blend really easily. And I've got just a little bit of coconut cream. We've got lemon zest and lemon juice in there.
I can taste that.
And all we've got in the middle is 3 tablespoons of honey. Okay.
It's pretty good for that size.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's going to feed 8 to 10 people.
That'll feed 2.
Yeah.
Cut it in half, I reckon.
So we've got just 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, and we've got some vanilla, pinch of salt, and we've got just 60 grams of raw cacao butter, which we've melted, which helps, which I was talking before about that little white chocolate kind of flavour, and helps keep it together and really smooth. And then that's all blended in the blender.
Okay.
So you're a high-speed blender, so you get really thin, no little bits of nuts left in it, really, really creamy. And you'll see there's creamy, creamy in the middle.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Yeah, so that's... And then you just pull out your base, pour that over the top of your frozen base, pop that back in the freezer. And then while the centre is freezing, you're just going to make your salted caramel
one more
topping.
Layer to go. We'll take
another
a break
layer to go.
And we'll come back and talk about that layer. It's time frame. How long did that take you? Approximately.
Approximately prep time, 30 minutes. But don't forget, then add in your setting time and in the freezer.
So probably double that for someone like me.
So
probably an hour, you reckon?
Well, yeah, that's not bad. I think you could do it quicker than that. But you've got to remember, you could actually do the base even the day before and leave it in the freezer and the filling the next day.
Of course.
This is something that you don't have to make all in just one go. You can break it up.
Love it. We'll come back and talk some more. You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Joining me in the studio this morning is Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table. Back soon. On 98.5. In fact, it's Weekdays with Mike, and joining me in the studio is Sue Joy, author of The Joyful Table. We are enjoying this amazing cheesecake.
You are enjoying it. You are
loving it. Now, we've gone there, so it's a pretty, it even looks impressive, so the layers.
Thank you.
But you are making it sound so simple to make. I'm actually going to give this one a go.
It is, because, you know, we just talked about the ingredients in the base. You could freeze that a week before.
Chuck it in the freezer.
Yeah, if you've already dirtied your food processor, just do it and put that in the freezer and keep it to you when you've got time just to make your filling when you want to soak your cashews and,
There we go.
And then the topping.
So tell us about the top, which is layer number 3.
Yes, that's the salted caramel topping. So that's where it gets its name from. And I've made that. I've actually chopped about 1/2 cup of pecans just roughly up, and I put them in a saucepan, just toasted them a little tiny bit, and then I've got the other ingredients into the saucepan. And then we just simmer it. So the ingredients is
Just go back to the. Did you just chop them with a knife, or did you put them in the blender? And,
no, it was with a knife, just like
so,
this.
So quite rough. Okay,
I had a knife here. I'm just showing you.
Just keep that knife right where it is. Thank you.
Just roughly chopping them on a chopping board with your knife, and then just toasting them a little bit. But be careful because they can burn quickly. So just
not very long in the oven with those.
No, in your saucepan.
You missed
that little bit. Yeah, we're going to actually cook the caramel down in the saucepan. So don't dirty another dish. Just keep it all in the same dish.
Right.
Just do that. And then we're going to put coconut cream in. We're going to put, I used ghee, which the, which we've been burnt off we just got the, you know, the milk solids there.
Yeah.
Or you can use coconut oil. Doesn't matter. I've tried it with both.
Okay.
I like the ghee because it gives that little more caramelly flavor.
Mm.
But some people, even though that's, should be okay, some people with really dairy allergies won't be able to handle ghee.
So they'd go for,
I can handle it,
coconut oil.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, coconut
oil.
Okay,
I've got that in the pantry, so
all
that's
right.
A tick.
So we've got a third of a cup of honey. We're going to cook that down a bit, though. And then we've got half a teaspoon of the fine sea salt. So we've got good quality salt in there, but that's going to give that flavour for the caramel, salty caramel.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll add a couple of teaspoons of vanilla after we've cooked it down a bit. So we're just going to cook that on the stove for about 10 minutes, just to reduce it down a little bit and caramelise the flavour.
Mm.
And then we're going to set it aside to cool. And so I kind of set aside till it cools down enough, and then I actually put the pot on a, don't tell anyone, on a pot holder and put it in the fridge to quicken up, to cool down a little bit.
Oh, that's a good trick.
Yeah, but I wait till it's not really hot. I don't want the fridge to get upset with me or anything like that.
No.
And then I take this frozen, because remember the middle layer's frozen now, it's been in the freezer, take it out, pour it once it's down to room temperature, pour the caramel over the top with the nuts in it, and then pop that back in the freezer to set. Or you can just put it into the fridge, you know, no problem. But I usually make this ahead of time, so I pop it in the, and then before serving it, I melt about 20 to 30 grams of dark chocolate.
Oh, yum.
And I put a teaspoon in it, and then I just pick up the teaspoon and do little drizzles with it dripping off the teaspoon across it just to decorate it and look pretty.
It does finish it off. It looks very impressive. Not only does it look impressive, but it tastes pretty good as well. we will put Beck, will we put a photo of that up on our website? Your producer, Beck, is nodding at me. We'll give you a... Actually, you better... Actually, producer, Beck, better either hurry up and take a photo before it gets eaten.
Well, she's actually has taken a photo.
Oh, she has.
And there's actually one I've taken that's actually with the recipe on my website.
So if your mouth is watering this morning, we'll put all the details up for this one on our website. Just head on to 98five.com.
And if people are kind of getting a bit worried about swaps or anything, just go to my website. There's, or any of my cookbooks, everything is dairy free, and I've got swaps for everything, even like sour cream and whipped cream and dairy free custard and
some great alternatives,
all kinds of things, and a soft cheese spread made from macadamia nuts. Lots of things I have created so people don't feel like they're missing out, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it tastes good. So thank you for coming in. We appreciate you coming in.
My pleasure.
We love you coming in, and I'm feeling so
you
much...
love me coming in. You love eating what I bring in, more like it.
Of course I do. Good on you, Sue. We'll catch up next time.
Bye.
You are on at 98.5 weekdays with Mike. If you do want that recipe, amazing, it tastes beautiful, head on to our website today. 98five.com is a place to go. Here's Need to Breathe and Alive. Good morning. Welcome to Monday.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.